Hello and welcome back, or welcome to another episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm super excited you're here for another episode. Today we're really going to look at two of the best things that I did for my life and myself, and I'm just going to share them with you. I have shared them a lot of times before, but I'm going to share them again because I'm just going to keep sharing them and keep sharing them until we all are embodying them to the highest level. But before we dive into things, what are you celebrating today? I want you just to take a deep breath with me wherever you are, whether you're driving, whether you're working, whether you're cleaning, wherever you are, whether you're on a walk, whatever you are, I want you just to take a deep breath, arrive to this podcast with me, arrive and be present with me, be present with this space. Just express your gratitude for having access to resources that expand you, that excite you, that uplift you, and just celebrate something or give gratitude to something. Like, what is something that you're celebrating this week so far? Something that you're grateful for this week? What I'm celebrating is Sunday the 9th of October, doesn't really matter when, but Sunday the 8th or the 9th of October, I held my regularly and reconnect somatic workshop, and had amazing, beautiful women join me for that live experience, some of which that are in my membership, some of which aren't, and it was just so nice to have them in that space and take them through that experience. And I'm celebrating myself because in that space I reopened the doors to my True Element Portal self-healing and self-expansion membership, which if you are interested in joining, I will leave a link in the show notes for you to have a little look at what that is, what's included, because the doors are open right now for only 2 weeks for a new abundant, expansive intake of members. But I'll share a little bit more about that later on after the episode. But inside of that, one of the women who are actually a part of my portal too, I think it was two of them, shared overwhelming like love for the portal, and I just was not expecting it. And I think I'll read out one of the messages that LK, one of the members inside of my membership, wrote inside that workshop that just blew me away. That's it, that was the word. It just blew me away. So I'm just celebrating and expressing gratitude for the members inside my membership, the love that they give me, and just celebrating me for putting that out there and putting myself out there and putting my work out there and holding these spaces and having the courage and having the bravery to put myself out there and to believe in myself. Because if you have followed me along the journey, like self-confidence, self-trust, my voice, knowing that I have something to give, is something that I once struggled with, and something that I do also continue to struggle with. It does surface, and I do continue to heal that each day and put myself out there each day, especially as I am obviously attracting more people, or I'm reaching more people and I'm supporting more people, that limiting belief can resurface, you know. So I'm just celebrating myself for leaning into that courage, leaning into that bravery, putting myself out there, impacting lives, making a change in this world. So that's something that I'm celebrating. I just wanted to share with you, and also just say thank you for choosing to listen to this episode, choosing to listen to this podcast, choosing to listen to me every week or once in a while, however often you listen. I am super, super grateful. It does mean the world to me, and you are like my community, you're my soul family, and I know that I do attract people that are meant to be here, that are meant to be in this energy, you know, be in this energy, be in this frequency with me, be in this way of thinking and being and living. So just with me, express some gratitude, express some celebration for yourself the past week, and also just ask yourself, like, how are you feeling today? What made you come to this podcast? did you want a bit of uplifting, or do you just listen to it each week because it's just a part of your routine? How are you feeling on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 being not feeling good, 10 being high vibe, fucking amazing, just wanted to even expand that even more with some of Sophie's energy. Whatever your number is, it's absolutely perfect. And then ask yourself, what do you need to feel good in your body this week? What do you need to feel good in your body this week, in your energy? Is it getting out in some nature, doing some daily walks? Is it committing to some exercise, meditation, connecting with like-minded people, taking some time, setting some boundaries, slowing down? What is it that you need to start feeling good in your body? Because you deserve to feel good in your body. You deserve to feel good in yourself. You're meant to feel good in yourself. You're meant to feel good in your body. You're meant to feel good in your life. You're not meant to be living in stress, living in anxiety. That's not what you came here for. And that kind of takes me on to the two best things that I have done for my life and for myself that I continue to commit to and that continue to expand in my life and expand me in my life. Number one, and you probably know what I'm going to say, is committing to and taking your inner healing and growth seriously. Because I know it's like, yeah, self-care, affirmations, blah, 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 like, we know all the nice quotes and everything like that, but like actually taking your inner healing, your inner growth, your commitment to yourself seriously, because you're worthy of it, because you deserve it, because you owe that to yourself, and because you're clearly desiring it. If you're here, if you're listening to this type of podcast, there's clearly a part of you that is or wants to start or deepen the commitment and devotion to their inner self, to their inner healing, to their inner growth. The moment I decided to wholeheartedly commit to myself, prioritize myself, was the moment that everything started to shift in my life. The confidence started to come alive within me. The love for myself started to come alive within me. Opportunities, aligned opportunities started to find me. Aligned friendships and connections started to find me. And just last night, actually, I was just looking at myself in the mirror. I was just looking at myself in the mirror and I actually am at a point in my journey, my healing journey, my growth journey, that I can look at myself and say, I fucking love you. I think you're fucking amazing, inside and out. And not in an egotistical way, in a deep soul level of like, I have this loving relationship with myself. Now, yes, I can battle with myself. Yes, I still have limiting beliefs. Yes, I still have fear come up. But when I can look at myself and look beyond like my eyes, into my eyes, into my soul, like I have that love, that deeper love for myself that I didn't have before I started healing, doing the inner healing, doing the inner growth, committing to myself each day, building that muscle of self-love, of self-commitment, of self-devotion. I can now look at myself, I can now hold myself and say I love you, I'm proud of you, I'm grateful for you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I didn't have that before. I didn't have that relationship with myself before. And because I didn't have that relationship with myself before, I would push people away, I would dim my light, I would hold myself back. I would be living in a state of disempowerment, of anxiety, of fear, of just belittlement, of just, what's the right word, kind of unfulfillment within myself and within my life. But now that I have strengthened and awakened, that's the right word, oh, I'm so glad that came through, awakened and activated the love for myself through the inner commitment, through the inner healing and growth, I have peeled back these layers within me, and my light gets to shine so fucking bright. And yes, it may get dimmed at sometimes. Yes, there may be a shadow over it sometimes, a cloud may come over it at times, but it's still alive, it's still there. And I still, every single day, come back to, how can I keep shining this light? How can I keep healing from within so this light can shine even brighter? And by doing that, I continue to expand as a person, expand as a leader, expand as a healer. I continue to deepen my relationship with myself, with my friends, with my family, with people that are so aligned with me. I continue to attract opportunities. I continue to put myself out there in my business because of the inner healing that's happening within. So let me ask you, how is your commitment to yourself and to your inner healing and growth right now? On a scale, let's use the scale again. On a scale of 0 to 10, how committed are you right now? And how committed do you want to be? And why? Why is it important to you to commit and take your inner healing and growth seriously? One, because you're just deserving of it, because you're worthy of it, just because you are. But why is it also, like, on a deeper level, is for you, on a personal level, for you, why is it important? Because for me, it was important because I was so unhappy. I wasn't happy within myself. I didn't have a good relationship with myself, and I was just sick of it. I was like, I'm sick of feeling like this. I'm sick of feeling like this. I'm sick of limiting myself, of dimming myself, of feeling shit within myself. And since really prioritizing this inner healing through meditation, through journaling, through just devotion to myself, spending time with myself, dancing, somatic works, EFT tapping, you know, just like choosing myself, trusting myself, leaning into the opportunities, the spaces, the environments, the path that feels most aligned to me. That is when my happiness came alive. That is where my light came alive and continues every single day. So where are you, and how can you strengthen your commitment to your inner healing and growth, and what will that shift for you? What if you were to truly take your inner healing and growth seriously? What would that heal within you? What would that magnetize to you? What would that open yourself up to? What would find you if you were to start healing within, releasing those cages, breaking down those cages, opening your heart, opening your mind, activating your light, letting your light shine so bright, that light that's within you, that light that wants to shine, that we've been dimming, that we've been pushing, that we've been suppressing, that wants to come alive so that you can feel alive, so that you can be alive, so that you can be so connected to yourself and alive in your truth, alive in who you truly are and who you're here to be and step into. Okay, this is like going off on one. I just closed my eyes and that's what came through. So that is number one. Oh, one of the best things I did for my life and myself was take my inner healing and growth seriously. And I am proud to say how committed I am to my inner healing and growth. It is something that I always devote to. Whether it just be one meditation a day, whether it be a meditation in the morning, at night, like really, whatever it is for you, how can you start committing and taking your inner healing and growth seriously? Knowing that that is the catalyst to everything. When you can heal on that deeper level, when you can heal your soul, heal your subconscious, heal your relationship with yourself, and expand that so that you open your heart up, you open your mind up, you open yourself up to attract and see more light within you and in your life and your relationships and your opportunities. It shifts everything. So maybe this is just your sign to know that you're worthy of committing to yourself and start stepping into that a bit more, knowing that you owe that to yourself. And number two, or one of the best things that I've done, and there's loads of things that I've done, right? But these are the two things that I want to touch up on today. And number two is community and environment and immersing yourself into spaces of like-minded people. So let me ask you, how is your environment right now? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are they draining you? Are they expanding you? Are they suppressing you? Are they kind of dimming your light? Are they allowing you to feel safe, to be your fullest self, to be your truest self, to be seen, to be heard? What is your environment like right now? Are they giving you anxiety, stress, overwhelm? Or are they making you feel safe and light and free within your life? Just taking a scan of who you're spending your most time with, what environments you're immersing yourself into, and if they are serving you, if they are aligning with you, if they are aligning with the path that you want to move down. And if you're listening to this podcast, there's obviously, you're doing your best to get into spaces and into energy that does uplift you, you know? So just looking where you're spending your time, what environments and communities you're spending your time into, and what would change if you were to immerse yourself into spaces of like-minded people, spaces of people that are committed to their inner growth, committed to expanding on a deeper level, committed to creating something special for their life, creating a business, whatever it is, building a business. Being seen, being heard, being supported, being loved, unconditionally loved by people. And this is something that has shifted immensely for me because, one, I've obviously been in an abundance of different group programs, group coaching programs, one-to-one programs, and I've had amazing people on the podcast that I've been able to connect with and immerse myself into their energy. But that came from putting myself into spaces and into rooms with people that were on similar paths with me, that had similar desires, that had similar values and commitments in their life and where they were and where they are, right? And by putting myself into those rooms, I've made connections all around the world with people that I now collaborate with, people that have been through one of the hardest years of my life. This past year has been really hard in some levels. It's obviously getting a lot easier now. Things are coming back alive within me. But last year, I've obviously spoke a lot about it, but like last year between like August and December last year was an extremely hard, difficult season in my life. And without people that I had met in those communities of like-minded people, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know how I would have actually gotten through that. And I think it's so important to immerse yourself into those spaces because I don't know if you've ever heard, I don't know if I've ever spoke about this before, but there's a statistic that says you are the sum of the five people that you spend your most time with, right? So who are you spending your most time with? And how is that, again, is that supporting you? Is that aligned with where you're actually going, the desires, the visions that you have in your heart? And where will align with that? For me, I put myself into spaces and I really did expand. I truly believe I would not be where I am today within myself, within my business, within my path, if I had not put myself into spaces of people that were on similar journeys, that have similar mindsets, that have similar desires and that keep me going. Because it does get lonely. It does get lonely doing that inner work, doing that spiritual work, being on an entrepreneurial path as well. It's not for everyone, right? It isn't for everyone. And some people do not understand it. Some people just don't get it. And they're not meant to get it in this lifetime. And that is absolutely fine. So I think it's finding your people. And that's actually That was actually something that LK, one of the members inside of my portal, my membership, said inside of the workshop. I'm actually going to read out loud what she said because it actually does really align with this aspect of community and inner healing. So these are the beautiful words that LK said during our workshop on Sunday. And it just blew me away because I actually said it out loud. She put it into the, you know, on Zoom in the chat box. And she put it in there and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I'm going to freaking cry here. So I'm going to read it out loud and I'm going to try my best to not cry with you guys. But it says, I truly didn't think being a part of the portal would be something that I needed, as I have always felt my spirituality on its own was enough for me. I could not have been more misguided. This community is magical and one of the most, in capital letters, beautiful paths I have been led to. I have grown so much personally and spiritually. The support, guidance and soul nourishment that the True Alignment Portal provides is life-changing. Everyone needs to have a place where you find like-minded people, the sense of belonging, of having found quote-unquote your people is like nothing I have ever experienced before. Light and warmth radiate abundantly here. Sophie, you are truly amazing and so wise. Everyone needs a Sophie, and everyone needs a space as special as this one. You will grow in ways you could not imagine, truly.
Oh my God, I am gonna cry. Oh, I'm crying. I just like couldn't believe it when she put it in and I read it out loud and I was just blown away. But that kind of just really, it really just really articulates and kind of emphasizes the power of committing to yourself and community. And again, it's something that is near and dear to my heart, something that I embody every single day. It's something that has changed everything for me in my life. I truly would not be where I am without these two things in my life, without immersing myself into spaces with like-minded people, people that get me, people that I feel like are my home, you know? That was powerful. People that are my home, that make me feel at home, that make me feel at home within myself as well, that make me feel safe to be myself, to express myself, you know? And then that committing to your inner healing and growth. Like, I would just, like, if you were to know me a few, 5 years ago, I was a completely different person. And it just makes sense that I did find this work. Like, it does just make sense. Like, I know that I was meant to find it. Of course, I finally aligned with this because it just, yes. So know that if you've found this inner healing work, if you've found this, if you are committed to it or you feel called to commit to it, and there's a part of you that wants to, know that you are a small minority of people that have been chosen in this lifetime to do that. And it's your choice to step into it. But you also owe it to yourself to do that as well. And you're also very, very, very deserving and capable of doing that. And like I said, it's something that is important to me to provide for my community as well, to create that community. I am so proud of the Shine community. I know that we're just at the start as well, and I know that my community is just growing more and more and more, and I'm so proud of the people in it. I'm so proud of the connections, the relationships that people build in it, the safety that they feel within my space, within my community, and I want to continue doing that. So if you feel called to immersing yourself into these like-minded spaces, immersing yourself deeper into your inner healing, into your inner growth, and being supported, having that accountability, having that guidance, having that support system, that powerful support system through it all, then I would love to invite you into my True Alignment Portal membership, my self-healing and self-expansion membership. The doors are open, like I said at the start, for 2 weeks only. They do close on Tuesday the 24th of October, and I am actually going to give you, I'm going to give you a little discount code. So if you click the link in the show notes, you can read all about it. You can have a preview of all the different meditations meditations, EFT tap-ins, workshops, journal prompts, everything that's in there. Have a little sneak peek of what's in there. And if you feel called, you feel drawn to join, you can use the link SHINE10 for 10% discount. Right now, as I record this, it is only $24.99 per month. The price does increase to $29.99 on next week. I can't even remember the date now. Oh my goodness. I think it is Tuesday the 15th. Tuesday the 15th or 17th, something around that, of October, if you're listening to this in real time. And inside of this space, it is like the heart of the Shine mission. Like, this is just going to be the heart of it. It is a space where you are supported in community and you have my ever-growing library of meditations, EFT tap-ins, embodiment practices, journal booklets, bonus workshops, as well as an exclusive group embodiment sessions every single month. So every month we meet as a community, and that call is centered around the theme of the month. So each month we have a different theme. So this month was all about self-trust and intuition. Next month is all about shadow work and inner child healing. The one following that is all about setting boundaries and choosing yourself. And the one after that is all about abundance and gratitude. So we have different themes that we step into every month. However, that's just recommendations. Of course, you can just use whatever you feel called to, where you're at and how you're feeling inside of the membership. And we also have our community Discord group. So we have a community group chat that we connect with each other. I give support daily in there as well. It's just the place to be. It's your go-to place if you desire that support with your inner healing and with your inner growth and that community aspect of things as well. It is very, very low cost. You can cancel it at any time. You're not obliged to stay. But of course, this is a journey. This is like an energetic portal that's just going to grow and expand. I do have plans to bring on guest experts for bonus workshops and expand into beautiful, beautiful ways. So I would love for you to come along the journey of the True Alignment Portal. We just launched it this year, so it is relatively new. However, I'm so proud of what's already in there. I'm so proud of the women that are already in there, the souls that are already in there, the shifts, the transformations that are happening from this space. So I would love to welcome you in there. Like I said, the link is in the show notes. You can go and check it out. You can subscribe and join us if you want to utilize that 10% off with SHINE10 in capital letters, SHINE10 for 10% off. If you have any questions at all about it, please just send me a message at @_shinewithsophie on Instagram. You can just send me the word portal and I'll know what you're talking about, or you can just ask me whatever question it is that you want to ask. But I would love to hold that space with you in there. I would love to support you on your healing journey, on your growth journey, and create that safe space for you to really immerse yourself into that space of being seen, of being heard, of being supported, and support you on your transformational journey and see where that all takes you. But I'm going to leave that there. If you are listening not in real time and the doors are now shut, I will leave a link for the waitlist, for the True Alignment Portal waitlist, because I do open it every 3 months for a time slot of 2 weeks. So I will put the waitlist in there as well, and you can join the waitlist if you're not listening in real time, and you can get notified with a discount code as well, and you can join us then. But thank you so much for listening. I hope this inspired you to commit more to your inner healing and growth. Go and do something for yourself today that makes you feel safe and expanded and alive within yourself, knowing that you're worthy and deserving of it. And go and open your heart and immerse yourself into spaces that are going to expand you and uplift you and make you feel safe and seen to be your truest self, because that's so important here in the Shine community, is for my people to feel safe and seen and loved and supported and being who they truly are, expressing who they truly are and creating the life that they're destined to live, the business that they're destined to create as well, and being their unique self, because that's what's so magnetic and what's so special. And the world wants you to be your truest self. The world wants you to heal and to expand and be the change in this world. So thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a little rating, a review, share it to your stories if you want, tag me in it at _shinewithsophie, share this with a friend, or even share the True Alignment Portal with a friend if you think that they would love to be in this space and commit to themselves on that deeper level with that support system. Yeah, I would love that. But thank you again, and I will speak to you all next week. Mwah.